Masechet Shabbat in memory of Marcel and Jack Shasho. Ruach Adonai Tanichim Began Eden. Amen. Daf Kuf Nun Bet. Today's daf has been sponsored by the Asa family in memory of Hacham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam. Today's daf has also been sponsored by Ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichim Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Kuf Nun Aleph on the bottom of the daf. Two lines from the bottom. Savar la ki had amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Katsarta. The previous Gemara we learned was that Hanina refrained from crying because he held that the tears of crying causes blindness. So the Gemara now says he must hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that says shesh dema'oten. There are six different types of tears. Shalosh yafot v'shalosh ra'ot. Three are beneficial, and three are detrimental. Shel ashan v'shel bechi v'shel betakise ra'ot. A tears that come from smoke. That's ashan, causes the eyes to tear up. V'shel bechi, meaning a person is crying because of his tzarar, as she says, because of his anguish. V'shel betakise, which means he's forced to go to the bathroom and he has stomach pains because of the affliction that he has. So those type of tears are detrimental. Ra'ot, shel sam, v'shel shok, v'shel perot, yafot. So the Gemara says that the tears that come from sam, that's from taking a certain type of medicine, v'shel shok, when a person cries from laughter, v'shel perot, which is when a person smells different type of sharp fruits. Now she gives an example of sharp mustard, or for that matter when somebody cries with onions, right. So those type of tears are, they're fine, they're okay. So comes the Gemara and says, now the Gemara continues to quote the Pisukim that we have been quoting in Kohelet, referring to the time of death. So the Pasuk writes, and we quote, ביום שיזועו שומרי הבית והתעוותו אנשי החיל, which literally means on the day שיזועו שומרי הבית, that the watchmen of the door are going to shake. So the Gemara says ביום שיזועו שומרי הבית, what is that referring to? The day that the people that are watching the house are going to shake. אלו הכסלים והצלעות. That's referring to the kesalim. Now she says a French word. What it actually is the fat that is under the rib cage, like below or above the hips. Let's say they give the word here flanks, but that's what it is. It's like the fat by the waist and tselaot. Tselaot is the ribs themselves, which means towards the end of life. So then the person, he starts to lose his strength, and the ribs are considered shomrei habayit, the watchmen of the house being like the body. The rib cage protects the internal organs. So it says on the day that the internal organs, or the rib cage, I should say, is going to shake, and that's like before the death. V'tavetu anshei ha'il, and the anshei ha'il literally means the guards. V'tavetu, they're going to become crooked. Elu shokim, that's referring to the shokayim, the legs of a person. I guess the legs towards the end, obviously, they become weakened. Ubatlu hatohanot, and the grinders become inactive. Elu shinayim, that's referring to the teeth of the grinders. Vehashku haroot, and the lights become dim, dark, ba'arubot, in the windows. Elu einayim, that refers to the eyes that go blind towards the end. Amale kesal Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. The Caesar once told Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, who was known to be a great debater against the Tzidukim and the Baitosim. He used to challenge them in the debates. So the Caesar once asked Rabbi Yoshua, "Mai ta'ma lo atit lebe Abidan? How come you didn't show up to Bet Abidan?" We learned about this house early in the Masechet. It was a place where the Apikorsim and all the heretics and the secularists used to gather, and used to have these public debates.
So the Sinza want to know, Rabbi Yeshua, you're the master debater for your side. How come you don't show up anymore? Tebe Abidan. Amale. So he told them in a mashal, in an example form, he told them, Tur Telag. The mountain is filled with snow. Which he was saying that his hair already on the top of his head is turning white, meaning he's old. Sahrone Gilidin. And on the sides, it's filled with ice, which means that she says my beard and my mustache also has turned white. That's referring to the sides of the mountain are ice. Kalbohi lo nabhin. The dogs do not bark, meaning my voice does not have sound anymore. I'm so old, I lost my ability to, you know, to have sound in my speech. Tahanuhi lo tohanin, and my grinders don't grind, meaning his teeth don't work. So therefore, he gave an excuse why he didn't show up to Be Abidan, because of his old age, and therefore he was not able to. So the Gemara says, Be Rav Amri, the Bet Midrash of Rav, they said, Adela Abidna Bahishna. That Rabbi Yeshua added another thing about himself. He said, Adela Abidna, the item that I did not lose, Bahishna, I am searching. What did he mean by that? So that she says, Aharma shelo avad memeni ani mepashpesh merov zikna ani holech shehoach o mena'neya, which means I'm just wandering and walking aimlessly. V'nir'eh kemishim mevakesh dinar ne'evado. I look like somebody that's looking for something. I'm just roaming around, but I didn't lose anything. So therefore he's saying my old age has caused me to refrain from showing up. Others explained that he was saying he lost his memory. So he's trying to say, I'm looking for something that I didn't lose. Means I don't have a memory like I used to. Tanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Yosef bar Kisma Omer. Taba tre mitlat. Two is better than three. Meaning when a person's able to walk on two legs, it's better than an old man that needs three legs. Meaning two and the cane stick that he walks with. Vay la lehada, woe to the one de azla that walks velo and that goes velo atya and cannot come back, which means that she says woe to the person that reaches that old age and now he's forced to walk with a cane and they cannot return from that stage. So the Gemara says, an interpretation. Maihi, what is that referring to? The woe to the item that leaves a person and doesn't come back. What is that referring to? The item that leaves a person doesn't come back. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Yanukta, youth. Youth is a precious item, and once it leaves, it doesn't return. Ki atar avdimi, when the avdimi came, Amar, Yenukta Kelila Devarda. Youth, its crown is a rose. Sabuta, old age, Kelila Dehelfa. Its crown is nettles, which means that she says that the youth, since they have strength and they have koach, so their crown is like a beautiful rose, because they still have their strength, they're able to serve Borei Olam with all their koach. However, the crown of the zekinim, of the elders, is something that is not precious at all. That is like the thorns and things like that, because they don't have strength anymore, and therefore they're unable to serve God passionately like the youth. And some explain to the other side as well, that the youth, when they refrain from sin, so they are considered true Baal Teshuvah, because they're at the height of their strength. So their Teshuvah is considered the true Teshuvah. When an old man makes Teshuvah, so he's weak anyway. So therefore, the Teshuvah is really not as positive or effective as when a person is in his youth. That's referred to the crown of youth is better than the crown of the old age. Tana Mesheme de Rabbi Meir, Duk Bekache V'tishkach b'nigre.
Duk b'chache means chew or grind with your teeth.
V'tishkach b'nigre. And you'll find the results in your footsteps. She says, eat a lot, and you'll see that it'll. If you chew your food good and eat it good, it'll affect your ability to walk. I mean, it'll give you strength. Advice.
Shereimad, v'nisba lechem v'niyeh tobim.
It says we were satiated from bread, and we were good. So you see what? A person eats good, he comes good, he's satiated. So therefore it gives him strength. Now the end of the pasuk says, Vera'a lo ra'inu. Right? And we did not see bed. Amale Shemuel l'Rav Yehuda. Shemuel told Rav Yehuda, Shirina. Shirina is the young, sharp one. Share shakich ve'ayil lahmich. Which means, he told them, Share shakich, open your sack. Sack over here is referring to your mouth. Open your mouth, which is like a sack, which is like a bag. Ve'ayil lahmich. And fill it up with bread, which means he's telling him you have to eat good. Ad arbein shenin michle ma'ale. Because until the age of 40, food is beneficial to a person. Dikan v'ilach, from 40 on, mishte ma'ale. Then it's more beneficial to drink than it is to eat. Now the Gemara is going to tell us some very sharp conversations between Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha and the Gemara calls him a goza'a. A goza'a is somebody that was castrated. He does not have the ability to procreate. And this guy was a wise guy. And he would needle Rabbi Yoshua. And as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshua was able to hold his own. So the Gemara says, "Amar lehahu goza'al Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha." This fellow that was castrated came in front of Rabbi Yoshua, and he told him, "Mehacha lekarhina kamahava." From here to the city of baldness, how far is it? Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha, it seems, was bald. And therefore, the Goza'a was picking on him. He said, you know, how far to Bald City? So Amar Leh, so he answered him back, Kemehacha Leguzina. It says it's the same distance from here to Castration City. Which means he answered him according to his weakness that he had. The Gemara then says, Amar Leh Tziduki. The Tziduki told the rabbi, some have the girsa mina'a. Mina'a is a mean, which is the heretic. Barha karha be'arba'a. He said a goat, which is bald, is worth 4 coins. Obviously a sheep that has wool is worth more than a bald goat. So he was getting the rabbi again. You're bald, so you're like a bald goat. Your value is limited. So Amar Leh, so he told him, Ikra Shilifa Bitimanya. So he said, the one that's castrated is worth 8. What he was trying to say is that if you can find a goat that's castrated, it's known that the meat of a castrated animal is delicious. So he said, on the contrary, the meat of a castrated animal is worth 8. I mean, it's more expensive. Now she says, "Ikra shelifa se." That's actually a sheep, I should say. Shebetzav akurim, that the betzim of the animal are cut off in itukin lochin b'shmona. They take it for 8 because it tastes better. Hazia de lo sayem mesane. So the castrated guy saw that Rabbi Yoshua wasn't wearing shoes. Now some say either it was Kippur or Tisha B'Av. Amar Leh, so he told him like this, De'al sus melech. The guy that's riding on the horse, you assume he's the king. De'al hamor, a guy riding on a donkey, ben horin. He must be a free man. U'de min'aleh b'diglohi, a guy walking in the street with shoes on, bar inash, at least he's a human being. Deloha veloha, but a guy that doesn't have anything, he doesn't have a horse or a donkey or even shoes like you, dehafir vekavir tabmine, a guy that's buried in the ground is better off than such a person. Amar le, so Rabbi Yoshua answers him, guza guza, meaning castrated one. Tlat amartli, you told me three things. Tlat shamaat, I'm going to tell you three things as well. Hadrat panim zakin, zekan. The beauty of a person's face is the zekan, is the beard. Simhat lev, the happiness of a person's heart, isha, is having a wife. Nahalat Hashem, and the legacy that a person leaves is what? Banim, is children. Baruch hamakom shemenaacha mekulam, blessed be the God that refrained all these three things from you. He didn't have a beard. He was like a female, this guy, in the sense that he didn't have facial hair. Obviously, he didn't have a wife, and he didn't have children. So therefore, he said, we're lucky that God that refrained you from all these things. So he got offended. Amar le, karha, mitsuyana, bold one, you're picking a fight? You're, masa is, you're fighting with me? Amar le, ikra, you castrated one. Shilifa, that's that was removed from you. Tokaha, you're rebuking me? You're calling me a fighter? Well, you're giving me musari, you're chastising me? So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta. New point. Rabbi once told Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta, Mepinema lo hikbalnu panecha baregel. How come we weren't able to see you on the holiday, to see your face or to greet your face on the holiday? Kederech shehikbilu avotai laavotecha. Like the custom of my father, Rabbi said, my father would greet your fathers on the holidays. So how come you didn't? We weren't able to greet you. Now Rashi says that he was saying this bederech anava, because when he was really asking him, how come you didn't visit us on the holidays? But he made it as if to say, how come I didn't greet you? But really he was saying, how come you didn't greet us? Rabbi was the president, so he was asking, where were you for the holiday? Usually you visit me on the regen. So Amar le, so he answered him, Selaim naasu gevohim. The rocks have become big. Which means when I was young, and I used to walk on the road, and I used to see the rocks, so I had no problem to climb over them. But those rocks that were considered small in my youth, now become very, very big. Which means it's hard for me to walk. Kirovim na'asu rehokim. The distances that were, small, so to speak, karov, that were close, now have become far. Means the small distances that was very easy for me to walk now become long treks. That she says a different explanation as well. He says my feet that when I used to walk used to be close to each other when I was young. Now as a result of my old age they are separate from each other, and therefore the kerubim have become rehokim. It's hard for me to get my balance and walk. Mishtayim na'asu shalosh. From two legs, and now I have three legs, meaning I use a stick. And then he says, Masim shalom bebayit batel. And the item that keeps peace in my house is no longer. As she says, that's referring to the eved of a person that keeps shalom bayit with his wife. The way the Ben Ish Chai says is, he says, in the olden days, if I would come to visit you on the holiday, I would leave my wife. So at least when I come home, I'd be able to pacify her if she got angry at me by leaving her. But now I don't have the shalom bayit tool. So therefore, I cannot go visit you as well. And now the Gemara continues quoting the pasuk from Kohelet. Vesugeru delatayim bashuk, and the doors are going to close in the marketplace. Elu nekabav shel adam. That's referring to the orifices of a person, meaning the holes of a person close up at the time of death. And then the pasuk continues, Bishfal Kol Hatahana, with a Shfal Kol, a low voice of the grinder. So the Gemara explains what this is referring to. Bishvil Kurkeban, because of the stomach, She'eno Tohen, does not have the ability anymore to grind and digest the food. And then the pasuk continues, Ve'yakum lekol asipur, and he will rise from the voice of a bird. She'afilu sipur mina'arto mishinato, that an old man, even the chirping of a bird, wakes him up from his sleep, which means he sleeps very lightly, and he gets scared when he hears a bird chirping. He thinks that robbers are coming after him. That's what happens. Then it says, at the end of the pasuk, V'yishahu kol benot hashir, which means, I explained the shahu, and the voice of the singers will grow dim. So the way the Gemara explains that is, she'afilu, let's get the girsa here, kol shirim v'sharot domot alav keshoha, even the voice of songs and singers has become dim, meaning low, meaning he cannot hear. He loses his hearing as well, that he cannot even enjoy the sound of songs, right? Male singers and female singers. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Ve'af Barzilai Gilaadi Amar David. And so too, Barzilai Gilaadi told David, who was Barzilai Gilaadi? When David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, so he sought asylum by a fellow by the name of Barzilai. He took care of him, he fed him, and he protected him. After the revolt was over, David HaMelech wanted to reciprocate to Barzilai. So he invited him to come back to Jerusalem, and he was going to put him on pension. And Barzilai now is going to explain to David, you know, why he's too old to really go back with David to Jerusalem. So he says in the pasuk, Ben Shemonim Shana Anochi Hayom, he says, I'm 80 years old today. Ha'eda bin tov lera. So do you think I know any more between good and bad? Mikan shedatan shezekeni mishtanot. From here you see that the logic and the brain of the old people, it changes, which means they don't have that clarity that they have when they were young. He said, I can't even tell the difference between good and bad. Furthermore, he says, Im yit'am abdecha et asher ochal. Jesus says, do you think I could taste what I'm eating? You're inviting me to eat at your table. You know, I'm 80 years old. You think I'm still able to taste what I'm eating? Ve'et asher eshteh, what I'm going to drink? Mikan shesiftotehem shel zekenim mitrapetot. For me, you see the lips of the zekenim, they crack, they split. It means they're unable to eat their food as they were. And then he says, im eshma od kol sharim v'sharot. Do you think I can listen to songs anymore? Mikan sheosnehem shel zekenim mitkabedot. And here you see that the ears of the elderly become heavy, meaning they lose their hearing. Ama Rav, Gemara says the name of Rav Barzilai Gilaadi Shikrahava. Says Barzilai Gilaadi was a liar. Dahi amta davya berav berabi. Rabbi had a certain maidservant, bat tishin v'tartin shenim. She was 92 years old. Ve'avat ta'ama kidra, and she used to taste the pots of food to make sure that they were good. Now, according to Barzilai, once you already reach the age of 80, he says you can't taste what you food and you can't taste what you're drinking. So he's a liar. We know that Benu HaKadosh had a maidservant, and at the age of 92, she was still the food taster. Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Barzilai Gilaadi Shatuf Bezimahava. He says that Barzilai Gilaadi was involved in immorality. V'chol ha-shatuf b'zima, because anybody that, when he's young, involves himself in immorality, zikna kofeset alav, he ages suddenly. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosei Omer, tamidei hachamim, as opposed to tamidei hachamim, kol zeman shemazkinim, the older they get, the smarter they get. Which means we just learned now that some people, when they get older, they lose their sense. Hachamim, it's the opposite. The older they get, the wiser they get. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is in Iyov. I'm sorry, yes, Iyov. Bishishim Chokhma. In the elders, there's wisdom. Ve'orech yamim tibuna. And those with many days have understanding. Ve'ame'ares. But when it comes to ignoramuses, kol zeman shemazkinim, tapeshot or tipshut nitosefet bahem. And the older they get, the more foolish they become. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says again in Iyov, Mesir Safal and Emanim, Veta'am Zekinim Yikah. God takes away the wisdom and the reasoning of the elders. And the Pasuk says, Gam, and then we go back to the Pasuk in Kohelet, talking about the problems of old age. Gam Megavoa, also from the high things, Yira'u, they will fear. What are these high things that the old people fear? Sha'afilu gavshushit ketana domeh alav kehare harim. Even a small mound on the street now is intimidating to an old person, that to him is like a big mountain. And then the pasuk continues. Ve'hathatim baderech. What is hathatim baderech? B'sha'a shemehalech baderech. At the time that they walk on the road, na'asu lo tohim, which means they become scared. The way that she explains is that they cannot make up their mind if they should travel or not. So they're always scared. Should I go? Shouldn't I go? And therefore, they can never make a decision if they should travel because they are scared. And then the pasuk says, v'yina'etz hashaked, which literally means, and the almond will blossom. Zu kaliboset. This is referring to kaliboset, that she says, etzim. It's referring to the bone, which is really by the hip. Shayarech takua bobolet. What happens is the bones of old people start to protrude like the almond that starts to blossom. Why do they protrude? Because the flesh that's on the bones wear away, and now already the bones are more visible. So it's like the almond that's coming out of the blossom. And then the pasuk says, v'yistabel hehagab, which means that the grasshopper becomes heavy on him. What is that referring to? Elu agabot. It's referring to his agabot, is the backside of the person. Even the parts of his body become heavy on him. Like a grasshopper goes on and becomes heavy on him. It's small, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Even his own body parts become heavy on him to carry. And then the pasuk writes, Vetafer ha'aviyona. What is this referring to? Which means, and the aviyona will break. It'll fail. Zu hemda. This is referring to the person's lust, which means a person, when he reaches old age, he loses his lust for tashmish amita. Gemara says, Rav Kahana hava pasik sidra kamed rav. Rav Kahana was reading pesukim in front of Rav. Ki mata lehaikera, when he got to this pasuk, and he read, v'tafer ha'aviyona, nagid v'itnach. So Rav let out a sigh. Amar, so Rav Kahana said, Shma'mina batel le hamde de Rav. Here I see that the passion of Rav must have subsided. That's why when he got to that pasuk, he said, he sighed as if it happened to him. Now why would Rav be concerned? Because the Sadiqim always want to fulfill the mitzvah, periyav v'ribyah. It's a mitzvah to have children even in one's old age. And therefore, obviously, Rav felt upset that he lost that, because now he cannot fulfill this mitzvah. Amar Rav Kahana, May Dichtiv. What does it mean in the Pesukim? Ki hu amar vayehi. And God said, and it was. Zu Isha. This is referring to a person marrying a lady, which sounds like from this pasuk that it's almost a gezerah. It's almost a decree from God that man would be attracted to a lady. It's just because kihu amar, because God said that yehi. So the Gemara is going to explain, because really a lady should not be attractive to a man because of her blood and all the other things that come out of her. She should really be repulsive. But still, a man is attracted to a lady. So that must mean it's some type of miracle that God just decrees it. That's referring to the Isha. Husiva vayamot. And God commanded such, and it was. What's that referring to? Elubanim. That's children. Again, if a person would think, why would he want to have children? It's a very great responsibility and burden to raise children. But still what? People have children. So you see, it must be one of those gizerot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just decreed in the world, that even though it defies logic, but it happens anyway. The Gemara says, Tana, Isha, regarding a lady, Hemet Malet So'ah, she's like a pouch that's filled with excrement. Ufiha Malet Dam, and her mouth is filled with blood. Ve'akol ratzin achareha, and still everybody chases her. Which means again, what I was trying to say, with all the disgusting things that come out of the lady and all the mi'utz that she says, must be a gezerah, because everybody is still chasing them. And the pasuk continues. Ki holech ha'adam el bet olamo. The pasuk says that everybody or the people will go to their bet olamo, to their world. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yitzhak Medamed, to teach us, Shekol Tzaddik Betzaddik Notnim No Madur Lefi Kevodo. Everybody gets a dwelling place according to their prestige, according to their level. Which means, don't think it's like public housing where, you know, everybody lives together. No, every tzaddik gets their own area in Olam Haba according to what they deserve. And they learn that from the fact that the pasuk says Bet Olamo, which is everybody's going to have their own world. It means their own area, according to what they deserve. Mashal lemelech shenichnas hu va'abadav le'ir. It's like a case of a king, him and his servants enter the city. Kishehen nichnasin, when they enter, kulan b'shar echad nichnasin. Well, everybody enters the city from the same gate. It's like an olam haba. There's only one entrance. Everybody enters the same gate. Kishehen lanin, but when they finally retire to go to sleep, right? Everybody gets their own sleeping quarters. And therefore the same thing in Olam Haba. Every person gets their own area. What does it mean in the Pasuk? Again, this would be a Pasuk in Kohelet. Ki hayaldut v'hasharut haven. Which means the youth, and shaharut is the blackness, meaning that's when the guy's hair is still black. When he's young, havel, it's all frivolity, it's vanity. Devarim she'adam oseh b'yalduto. Gemara says, you know what it means? The things that a person does when he's young, mashirim panav le'ed ziknato. It causes him to be blackened in his old age. So the Mefarshim explained, this is referring to, that she says, rof tashmish. The person has excessive tashmish when he's young, and he thinks that he has the strength, so this catches up with him when he gets older, and he becomes weakened because of it. And some explain, it's talking about the isurim, the immorality that he committed when he's young, so that causes him to be shamed when he's older, when he thinks back of all the sins of youth that he committed. Comes the Gemara and says, V'amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Kasher ima lemet, Kemahad bebasar ahay. We've had this Gemara in several places already, where the Gemara says that a worm to dead person, when it gnaws at its flesh, kemachad debasar chay, it's like a needle that's pricking live flesh, implying that the dead do have some type of feeling and sensation. Shre'emar, as the pasuk says, again this is a pasuk from Iyov, ach besaro alav yichav. meaning the flesh of the dead person, yichav, he'll feel the pain. Comes again when I says, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Nafsho shel Adam mitabelet alav kol shiv'ah. A person's soul mourns its own death of its body for 7 days. How do we know that? From the end of the pasuk, Shneimar v'nafsho alav te'ebal. And the nafsho, the person's soul itself, will mourn itself. And how do we know that it's for 7 days? Uchtiv ayas le'aviv aver shivat yamim. We know that by Yosef, it says he made a 7 day mourning period for his father. So therefore you see that mourning is done for 7 days. Mm-hmm. So when it says, V'nasho alav te'eval, it's referring to 7 days. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yehuda, taught, Met she'en lo menachamin. If somebody dies and they do not have anybody to console, to sit, there's no mourners. Holchin asara b'nei adam. So every day 10 people should go, the yoshvim imkomo, and they sit in the place where this fellow died, and they just sit over there as if they're consoling the soul that is there. So the Gemara says, Hahu deshachiv b'shevuted Rav Yehuda. There's a fellow that died in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda. Lo hayu lo menachamim. They did not have any people that were mourning over there, and therefore there was nobody there. Kol yoma hava, every day, hava dabar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda would collect be'asara, 10 people, v'yadve b'duchte. And he would sit in the place where this person lived. La'achar shiv'ah yamim, after 7 days were over, it hazeh le'bihilme. So the deceased came to the rabbi in a dream. Your mind should be at peace and at ease, because you put me at peace. Which means the nefesh was saying, the fact that you came and sat in the house with the minyan, that actually did bring me solace. Amar Rav Abu, kol she'omrim b'fnei hamet yodeya ad she'yistom hagolel. Rabbi Abu teaches that the met, the deceased, hears everything that's going on until they close the coffin, meaning right before burial. Peligi bar Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. It's actually a machloket. Had amar ad she'yistom hagolel. One rabbi says until they close the box, until they close the coffin, until they seal it. Had amar ad she'yitakel basar. And one rabbi says even longer than that, until the flesh of the deceased decomposes. The opinion that says that the body knows what's going on until the flesh is decomposed. Dichtiv, ach besaro alav yichav v'nafsho alav te'abel. Which is, he quotes the pasuk, ach besaro yichav, which is, as long as there's basar, yichav, he will feel it. Implying that as long as there's flesh, he already knows what's going on. He'll have a sense. The opinion that says no, that already his understanding of what's going on here finishes once they seal the coffin. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, and we quote, this is in Kohelet, V'yashov he'afar ala ares k'shehaya v'aruach tashuv el ha'elohim asher netana, which means once the body goes back into the ground, as the pasuk says, "V'yashov ha'afar al ha'aretz." The body is composed of what? Afar. Man is made out of dust. And therefore, when the dust is put back into the ground, then it says what? His ruach is returned to God, implying what? That then already his ruach goes up, and therefore he does not know or hear what is going on. So the Gemara says on this pasuk, "Tena lo kemo shenitna lecha." Give back your soul just the way it was given to you. Because the pasuk said, Tashuv elayim asher netana. Give it back to God like you gave it. So therefore, the Tanu Rabbanan, the Braita said, I go back, the Tanu Rabbanan, V'haruach tashuv elayim asher netana. The spirit will go back to God like you gave it. So Gemara says, Tena lo kemo shenatna lecha.
Give it back like he gave it to you.
Betahara.
God gave it to you, it was pure.
Afata betahara.
So too you have to return it pure.
Mashal lemelech basar v'adam.
It's mashal to a mortal king.
Shehalak b'gdei malchut la'abadam.
He went out and he gave out royal garments to all his servants.
Pekein shebahim,
the smart and wise people amongst them,
kiplum v'nihum b'kupsa.
Right away they took them, they folded them, and they put them in a safekeeping. Doesn't mean they didn't wear them. It means they wore them cautiously. But when they weren't wearing them, they didn't abuse them, they followed them and put them on the side.
Tipshim shebahim.
What did the fools do?
Alchu v'asu bahim melacha.
They wore them when they were doing their mundane labor, and they soiled them.
The Yamim, days later, bikesh ha-melech et kelav.
So now the king wants back his clothes.
Pikhin shebahim yahazirum lo kishem biguhatzin.
So the wise people returned them when they were still clean and freshly pressed.
However, tipshim shebahim yahazirum lo kishem biluchlachim.
The fools returned the garment when they were all dirty and soiled.
Samach ha-melech liklak pikhin.
The king was thrilled to greet the wise ones. The
kaas liklat tipshin.
He was angry to greet the fools.
Al pikhin amar,
regarding the smart ones, what did he say?
Yenatnu keli leotzar. Vehem yichlu lebatehem leshalom.
Place the keli, place the vessels in the storage, in the king's treasure.
Vehem yichlu lebatehem leshalom.
Let them go home in peace, which is a mashal, which means, so to speak, the neshama, which is the, or like the garment, let the garment go now into the treasure, meaning the neshama goes to the kisei kavod. These are referring to the tzaddikim, that the neshama is returned back pure, and they will go in peace, meaning they will have a peaceful afterlife.
V'atipshim amar,
what does the king say to the fools?
Kli yenatnu lekobes.
You have to take the kli, the garments, to the cleaners. That's referring to the neshama has to go to Gehinam in order to purge itself, to clean it from all its dirt.
Behem yitchadeshu bebet ha'asurim.
Right? And they have to get locked up in prison, which is referring to Gehinam.
Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So to God,
al gufan shel tzaddikim omer.
After the tzaddikim die, what does God say?
Yavo shalom.
Let them come in peace.
Yanuhu al mishkemotam,
and let them rest.
Now nishmatan hu omer.
What does God say regarding the neshama of the tzaddikim?
Vayta nefesh adoni tzirura besor ha'chaim.
Their souls will be collected and gathered in the place of the gathering of life, which means the soul goes to the
kiseh hakavod.
She says with God, which is why the key say,
Al Gufan Shah Shaim Umer.
What does God say regarding to the bodies of the wicked?
En Shalom Amar Hashem Rashaim.
There is no peace in the graves of the Rashaim Vanishmatan Umer, and regarding the souls of the wicked,
Vet Nefesh Oyebecha Yikalena Betoch Kafa Kala,
which means the souls of the wicked go to a place called Kafa Kala, which literally means the place where they sling them. The Gemara will tell us how the neshamot of the Rishayim get flung from one side of the world to the other side of the world. The Gemara says, Tanya,
Rabbi Eliezer, Menishmatan, Shesadikim, Ginuzot, Tat, Kiseh, Kavod.
The souls of the righteous end up under the chair of glory of God. Shne'emar,
Vaitan, Nefesh, Adoni, Tzirura, Besona, Chaim.
The soul of my master will be collected and placed in the place of the gathering of life.
V'shel Rasha'im zomemot ve'olchot.
And the soul of the wicked are zomemot, literally are muzzled or tied up,
ve'olchot, and go.
U'malach echad omed besof ha'olam.
U'malach echad omed besof ha'olam.
One angel stands on one side of the world and the other angel stands on the other side.
U'mekala'in nishmatan zeh lazeh.
And they slingshot the neshamah to the Rasha'im from one side to the other side.
Shnei emad ve'et nefesh oyebecha yikalayena betoch kapakala.
There's a beautiful maharal to explain the punishment of these neshaim. Why do they get flung from one extreme to the other extreme, from one side to the other?
So the Maharal explains, because that is the nature of the Rasha. When it comes to fulfilling his pleasures of life, he is an extremist. He only knows how to go to the extreme when it comes to his indulgence, and it comes to anything that he does in a extreme, exaggerated fashion. Instead of being mediocre, person's allowed to eat, but so long as it's measured. Person's allowed to sleep, so long as it's measured. A person's allowed to be with his wife, so long as it's measured. Everything is binoni, he's somewhere in the middle. But the Rasha, he always goes to the extreme. So midah keneged midah, they throw him from one side of the world to the other side of the world. The Mekubalim learn over here, this is referring to the concept of Gilgul, meaning he's thrown from one side to the other side. I mean, he has to come back one side, and then he has to come back again. I'm not that referring to the reincarnation of the soul. Amale Rava Ale Rav Nachman. So Rava asks Rav Nachman, Shil Benonim Mai. Now you explain to us the Tzaddikim, you explain to us the Shai. What about the Benonim? What about the guys in the middle, the mediocre guys? Amale, so he says, Ika Shachivna. He says, if I would have died, Lo Amri Lechu, I would not have, or nobody would have been able to tell you the answer to this. Hai milta, because this question, this subject, hache amar Shmuel. Shmuel explained it to me. Which means, good thing I'm telling it to you, because if I die, nobody knows the information that I got from Shmuel regarding this question, what happens to the Benonim. Elu ve'elu ledumanim sarim. Both the wicked and the Benonim, they both go down to Duma. Duma is the officer in charge of Gehinam. They call that the Yurde Duma, those that go down to Duma. Halalu yesh lehem manawach, halalu en lehem manawach. The Benonim at least will have peace, meaning it'll subside eventually. But the Rishayim go down to Duma and they have no manawach, they have no rest at all. Amar Rav Mori. Rav Mori taught, Atidim Tzaddikim Dehavu Afra, that even the Tzaddikim are going to decompose into dust. Dichtiv, V'yashov Afar ala Aris Kishaya, that the Afar, which is the human being, which is made out of Afar, is going to return into the Aris like he was. And this pasuk does not make a difference between Tzaddikim and the Shaim. Everybody has to decompose back into the earth. Now the Gemara tells a story. Hanehu Kafula'e. Kafula'e, Rashi says exactly, Hofrim. They were diggers, gardeners. Davu Kafle Barad Rav Nachman. So they were digging in the field of Rav Nachman one day. Nahar Behu Rabahai Bar Yoshia. Now Rabahai Bar Yoshia was buried in that field. So when they started to dig, they dug up his grave by mistake. So he started to make noise. Now he was dead for many years. So they got scared. Atu ve'amru le'l Rav Nachman. So they went to tell Rav Nachman, Nahar ban Gabra. A fellow that was dead made some noise to us. Ata ve'amar le. So Rav Nachman seems was not so amazed or shocked. So he went now to have a discussion with the deceased. So it says, Atava Amar, he went to him, Manihu. He told him, who are you? Manihu Mor. Who are you, my master? Amarle, Ana Ahai Bar Yoshia. They call me Ahai Bar Yoshia. Amarle. So the rabbi tells the deceased, Velav Amar Rav Mori. Didn't Rav Mori teach Atinet Sadiqe Davu Afra? We have a teaching from Rav Mori that says that Tzaddikim got to turn back into dust. What's going on with you? So Amar Le, Umani Mori. Who's Mori? Delo Yada'an Aliz. I don't know who Mori is. Amar Le says, okay, fine. Forget about Rav Mori. What about the Pasuk? Ve'akra ketiv, ve'yashov, ve'afar ala aris kushaya. If you don't accept the teaching of Rav Mori, but there's a pasuk in Qehelet that Shlomo said that the body has to go return back to the earth. What do you do with that? Amar le. So the deceased tells Rav Nachman, De akriyach Qehelet. Fine. I see your rabbi taught you Qehelet good. However, lo akriyach Mishle. He didn't teach you Mishle good. Because there's another pasuk in Mishle, Dichtiv, Urkav Atzamot Kin'ah. The pasuk says that
the bones of a person decay if there is jealousy and envy.
So the Gemara says, this is what the Mit is saying. Kol mi sheyesh lo kinah belibo,
anybody that has jealousy in his heart, atzmo tav markibim. So that's the guy that his bones decay and he turns back into the earth.
Kol sheyesh lo kinah belibo.
But if a person doesn't have jealousy,
en atzmo tav markibim,
so his body does not decay. So what he was saying is, there's a difference. If a person had jealousy, so immediately after he dies, his body decomposes, like the pasuk in Kohelet. However, pasuk is over here saying that certain people don't. Who are those people? Those are the people that are free of jealousy. I once heard a beautiful explanation. Why is that so? What's the midah keneged midah? What's the pshat? Why the person's bones do not decay if he's not envious? So explanation is like this. When a person is envious, what is he saying? He doesn't want to be who he is. He'd rather be somebody else. Now, what is a person composed of? He's composed of bones. He's saying, I don't want to be me. So God says, you don't want to be yourself, therefore you won't be yourself. Meaning, you'll lose yourself. Your bones will decompose, and you will not have your entity anymore.
Midah keneged midah.
In any event, the conversation continued here.
Gasheshe.
So now Rav Nachman went and actually felt the body of Rav Nachman, of
Achai Bar Hoshia. Hazya di'itve mashasha.
He saw that he actually has a feel, meaning his flesh was still there.
Amar le.
So now he tells me, he's talking, he has his flesh. So Rav Nachman tells the deceased,
Likumor legave de beta.
Why don't you get up and come home with me?
Amar le.
So then the deceased comes back to Rav Nachman and says,
Galit adachtach,
you've revealed to me
that afilu nevi'eh lo karita,
that you didn't even read the prophets, because you don't know a pasuk from the Nevi'im.
Tichtiv vidatem ki ani Hashem befitchi et kivrotechem.
The prophet said that once a person dies, only God is going to take out the deceased from the grave. You can't just jump out when we want. We have to wait for the prophet when Mashiach comes to take us out.
Amar le.
So now Rav Nachman tells the deceased,
"Dehaketiv ki afar ata v'afar tashuv."
But bottom line, the pasuk does say you have to return back to afar. When your Mashiach comes, you didn't turn back into afar. You're just going to be taken out full.
So Amar le, "Hahu shaha achad kodem tihiyat hamitim,"
which means one moment right before the resurrection, those bodies that did not decompose will decompose immediately. They'll turn back into afar to fulfill the pasuk of ki afar ata vel afar tashuv, and then miraculously the body will realign itself, and then they will come back.
Baruch Adonai Lecholam. Amen. Amen.